KC, it is a Rocket and Teresa show. I will say the city did a great job yesterday at getting the roads cleared off for today. They're ready to go. The roads are fine. Some of the side roads are still a little slick. In the north lane, where I live up on the hill, there was a lot of slick spots, so be careful. Now, do you plan for storms like this? Because as I got older, I learned to, and especially you reminded me this morning when you sent us a group text early about getting gas. Do you guys do anything? I'm like, oh, crap, I probably need to go get gas.
I just, anytime there's cold weather and a chance of snow, and it's only going to be, like they're saying, anywhere from a dusting to a few inches.
Right.
But yeah, I always make sure I have a full tank of gas. And then I've always been taught to have a blanket in the car, a bottle of water, you know, make sure you have a phone charger or that your phone's all charged up just to be safe. Because, you know, even if you go off in a ditch and you're not hurt, it could be hours before a tow truck can come get you or someone can rescue you. So you just want to stay warm.
And I'll go and buy stuff for the house, make sure that I have stuff to eat. And I saw a report this morning on the television. There's like 37% of people don't do anything.
Yeah.
They're just like living their day, like, you know what?
That's fine.
Then you get caught up in the storm. So we'll keep you up. What's the latest that we know so far?
We just know that right now it is about 15 degrees. We're going to have a high in the 20s today. And that we, like I said, anywhere from a dusting to a few inches that should start. I've heard different things like 10 a.m., you know, middle of the day.
It's all over the
road.
I've
heard that by 8 o'clock tonight it should end.
Right.
So there's a big window, ladies and gentlemen. Be careful.
It's a big city.
Mix 93.3, Kansas City's number one hit music station. Paparazzi ain't got nothing on this girl. Teresa's tabloid trash.
The dad from Frasier is being remembered today. Actor John Mahoney died Sunday at his home in Chicago. He was 77 years old. He was best known for playing Kelsey Grammer's dad on the sitcom Frasier. But he was in lots and lots of movies. Moonstruck, Eight Men Out, my personal favorite. He was the dad in Say Anything. I love that movie so much.
Oh, he was a dad. That's right.
Yeah, yeah. He was really good. In fact, I knew him as the dad in Say Anything before Frasier. And so when he came on that show, I was all excited. Like, I know that guy. Justin Timberlake celebrating a super-sized sales hike after his Super Bowl 52 halftime performance in Minneapolis. Collectively, sales of the songs the Filthy singer performed rose well over 500% in the U.S. on Sunday compared to the day before. The biggest seller among the songs he performed was 2016's Can't Stop the Feeling, followed by this song Filthy off his just-released album Man of the Woods, which was released just 2 days ahead of the big game in Minneapolis. So I'm going to say PR team,
oh, yeah,
job well done. Mm-hmm. You should get a little bonus. Now, speaking of Super Bowl, Bruno Mars has performed, of course, before, and he's calling on the NFL to select a hip-hop artist to perform at the 2019 Super Bowl halftime, which we already know will be in Atlanta. The singer took to Twitter yesterday and listed a number of possible Atlanta-based candidates for next year's big game, including Outkast, T.I., Gucci Mane, and Jermaine Dupri. He even joked that he would help curate the show and would only charge like $1 billion. I think he would do a really good job, actually, if he was helping to put it together.
I think it'd be fun to have a hip-hop artist, but I would want another combo pack like they used to do in the old days, a whole bunch of different people.
Yeah.
I like the idea because Atlanta is known so much for its music. It would be cool to have Atlanta-based artists kind of be the theme, except I just know that people don't care where they're from. They just want a really good halftime show.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. And first it was Neil Diamond, then it was Elton John, now Paul Simon officially announcing his retirement from the road. Everyone says they're going to continue to make music and do things.
Where's he been? I haven't seen him.
He goes out and he does stuff and he tours, but he's going to have a farewell tour this spring and summer. He said, I feel like travel and time away from my wife and family takes a toll that detracts from the joy of playing. We're hearing that a lot. That's kind of sad when it gets to a point where all of these like big, awesome, iconic artists all decide we're getting old and we're going to stop.
Well, it's got to be hard traveling every day.
I'll tell you, the one that doesn't seem to slow down is Paul McCartney. And he seems to really get a lot of joy out of being on the road and continuing to tour. And that is your tabloid trash.
You want to see Justin in Vegas? Here's all you need to know.
Mix 93.3 has built quite the reputation on sending you to the biggest and best trips around the country. Although this time you're going to want to bring some hand sanitizer because we're sending you to Sin City to get filthy with Justin Timberlake.
Hey, what's up, Justin Timberlake?
Oh, my God.
Justin Timberlake, live at the T-Mobile Arena. With hotel and airfare included.
You are now free to gamble away your life savings.
You're making people Las Vegas.
The only way to win is to keep it on Mix 93.3. Listen in the hours of 7, 11, 1, 3, and 5 p.m. Hear a JT song and instantly become a finalist. All from the station keeping you clean as JT gets you filthy in Vegas. Mix 93.3.